All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shekhlach from the territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkanab, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super special show coming up for you guys. Today is Fun Drive for CJSF 90.1 FM up here at Simon Fraser University. And it's time to put our money where our mouths are and our mouths where our money is. So we're going to have a super awesome show, and we're going to be discussing Fun Drive. We have some awesome music coming up from John 5, Cal Eel, the Alan Parson Project, Horizont, and some Towns Van Zandt, if we have time. Which we surely shall, hopefully. And so we're going to start off with the energizing tune from John 5 called The Ghost. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get the show on the road. So enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. That was John 5 and his song called The Ghost. And yeah, we have an awesome show coming up for you guys. And we're trying to get on with our brother Wegedusk, and he's trying to call in right now, but we're having technical difficulties right now. So while we're waiting, we're just going to talk a little bit about Fun Drive and how it works. Is we're trying to invite people, our listener out there, who's very valuable and very dedicated to our program, and you know who you are. You're from all over the world. So so on the line we have our brother Wegedusk. How are you doing, Wegedusk?
Thank you, guys. Eagle Nation, so great to be with you today.
Yeah, it's awesome. We have a show called Fun Drive, but first we'd like to start off with some deep breaths. Would you please and thank you lead us through some deep breaths?
Absolutely, Chief. I love doing the deep breaths. Our connection is choppy, so I couldn't really hear what you're saying, but you, me, and all the listeners know how we love our deep breaths. So let's do three of them right now and just relax all of your body, your jaw, your shoulders, your neck, your lips. Let's relax our entire body as we breathe in 3, 2, 1, all the way in. And the full release. Oh, yeah, let everything go with that one. And all the way in one more. Oh, yeah, very good. And one more all the way in, super full. And on this exhale, let's do a good sigh.
Ooh, wow, that was awesome, man. Thank you for leading us through those deep breaths. And we have a show called Fun Drive, and would love to hear from you on your words on that. I hope you remember some of our stuff from last year. But today, this time around, we're focusing on just legacy and inviting our audience out there to join us. And we'd love to hear from you on that.
Absolutely. I hope you can hear me, given our bad connection. But I think what's so important for our listeners to understand about our radio station is that CJSF is, there's not really too many restrictions. It hasn't been bought out yet like the CBC and these other media organizations that are pretty much just another arm of the mainstream media. We're so grateful to be able to bring you really empowering human value special stuff, you know, that you don't really hear much on the mainstream media. And so I really encourage all the listeners to donate if they can, and if they can't, just say a prayer giving thanks for our ability to communicate with technology and share these brilliant ideas that are going to continue to raise humanity out of the dark ages into the golden age.
Beautiful.
So please facilitate us as best you can, whether with prayers or donations. And I mean, we're so lucky to be able to share ideas like this, and this technology is like still incredibly magical to me. I don't really understand how it all works, but I'm super grateful to have these phones and these radios to share messages and broadcast. How about you, Chief? What do you feel about Fun Drive?
Well, I'm very excited for it, and it's something that Counselor Fari was very involved with, and she always stood behind this project of fundraising, and she was the one that led Eagle Nation Universal Production Society to pledge a large amount for the radio studio here, CGSF, up at Simon Fraser University. And so her dedication and her belief in this radio station and it's like a gift that we can continue to give. And it's a very honorable situation where we're able to come on live and share with each other in trying to help empower one another, our listener out there, and ourselves, because I do get empowerment myself from doing this program and show. And with the leadership of Councillor Fari, she said that, you know, we have to stand behind, we have to pledge whatever we can to help keep this station going. So for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, we do pledge an amount to this program, and we're very proud and honored to be able to do that, and that it's accepted, and it's just an honor and a privilege to be able to do that. And I encourage our listener out there to get involved and be a part of the legacy of bringing positivity into the world, empowerment, and human rights and justice. It's just so important that we continue and keep spreading this wealth of knowledge that's around us, but it just doesn't get promoted as loudly as the rest out there. And if you are very interested in donating, you can go to www.cjsf.ca/donate, and this will bring you to the website, and you can donate there. And also you can pledge. We have some pledge forms out for Fund Drive 2023, and you just need to write in your name, your address, your phone email, if you want to, and also just an amount of what you want to pay. You can also do it by credit card too. So the availability of technology to get involved and be a positive influence in the world is at your fingertips, and we welcome and invite you all to join in. So that's my words on that, and I really appreciate you coming in and joining us and leading us through the special breaths that you're so able to do. I just thank you for that. So I don't know if you're still there or you can hear us, but we thank you for joining us live, and wish you an awesome, blessed rest of your week and weekend. So I think you cannot hear us. Can you hear us, Wegedesk?
You're very choppy.
Okay. Choppy. Okay, yeah. We'll have to say bye for now then.
Yes, thank you so much. I love you guys. All the best to Eagle Nation. I did release a new video on my YouTube channel, Wega Paul, WEGAPAULE. Just letting the public know what's going on. Update with my court case. Check it out if you're interested. Improving child protections and holding predators, people who protect them, and corporations, especially Aviva Insurance, accountable for it. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Thank you so much, brother. All the best. Lots of love.
Yeah, lots of love to you. Bye for now. All right, that was our brother Wegedesk, and he's out in Victoria, and he joins us from time to time on the phone, and sometimes he comes right into the studio. So anyways, we thank him, and we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get to a song from Cal Eel, and it's called Comete. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be hearing from the president of Minnecana Park Association coming up. So enjoy, everyone. Fly. All right. That was awesome. That was Cal Eel from their album Comete and their song Comete. Man, that was fire, all right. Blasting music. So we have on the line with us the president of Minnetkaeta Park Association, Celia. How are you doing?
Thank you. Great. Good afternoon, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, everybody from all over the world, from Australia, from Germany, India, Russia, Ukraine, Japan, New Zealand, wherever you are out in the world. We love you guys. Thank you for joining us. And we have a show today, and our subject is Fun Drive. And we'd love to hear from from you. What do you have to say about Fun Drive?
So we are continuing to have some interesting challenges with our reception here. Do you want me to, can I just share a little bit of about the Fun Drive? And
absolutely.
And hopefully we can do it without a lot of interaction, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, go for it.
So before, like, newspapers used to be the big thing, and customers would pay subscription fee, and that was a big part of what supported the supposed free voices. It still was influenced by advertising bill money and that type of thing. So, but at least it was a mix. And now on the internet and in the bigger media giants, it's almost all funded by either algorithms, which is advertisers behind it, or it's funded by big companies that are paying advertising dollars. So for me, here we're celebrating 20 years of CJSF, where it's almost all volunteer based, but the contributions and it needs to be funded somehow. And so the way is if you are listening and you're enjoying what we're offering and that type of thing, and it's not attached to any advertisers, so we have more, there's more opportunity for greater discussions and deeper discussions, then if you can make a donation, that really helps go a long way for buying equipment and supporting the radio station in a variety of ways, even with us being mostly volunteer-led. So that's the big thing. And so, you know, 3 or 4 lattes or 6 lattes, and there's a donation. So can you remind us where people can go to make that donation?
Yes, we can go to www.cjsf.ca/donate, and that'll take you guys to the website, and you guys can donate there by credit card or debit, I believe. And yeah, it's just a very easy way to contribute these days. It's technology so advanced, and it
exactly. And the other part I noticed is I noticed that for people who would rather, once you get to that page, there's a QR code. So if you prefer to use your phone, you can point and click, and it will bring up probably a screen that helps you fill out the information to make the donation that you'd like to do. So, you know, a few cups of coffee could go a long way to help advance and keep the voices free voices, free choices, and other
programs. That's right. That's right. And we got some change coming in, and it's rolling in, and we're thankful for everybody that sends all their hard-earned money to the station.
So many people at CJSF donate their time as volunteers, and another way to donate is money or both, and that's what I plan to do. I haven't yet made my donation, but I'm going to be making my donation today too. It looks like it's very simple to do.
Yes.
So I'm not Miss Computer Internet Expert, but it looks very easy to do. So I'm going to do that today and make sure that I put my probably more than 2 cents. I'll put my money in so that,
beautiful.
I'm supporting a really good cause that keeps voices free.
That's right. So thankful and appreciated for your pledges, and thank you for joining us.
I can hear little bits and pieces.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to say bye for now because we're breaking up, and just thank you so much for joining us and joining us on live.
What was that?
Thank you for joining us on live, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, for sure. Yes, very much. So I look forward to talking with you and sharing with the audience. And I hope everyone's having a great day.
Yes. And also don't forget where you're having Dr. Akvan coming too.
Yes.
So that's
I'm going to rest up and make sure this will be a very powerful day next week, especially today's powerful, next week's powerful for a different reason. An excellent guest.
Yes, but absolutely. So thank you and bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the president of Minnetkaida Park Association, and just always a joy to have her on our program and bring her some of her enthusiasm to our show, and just a joy. So we're going to continue on with our show, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. And so we're going to continue on with our show. We have our next guest coming up, which is Shkwait Shakhlach, and he's from Gwaishkina, BC. And he's my brother, and he's got a song picked out for us today from the Alan Parsons Project. And the song is called Eye in the Sky. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get to Shkwait Shakhlach. So enjoy, everyone.
Changing my mind.
Yeah. Sure brought me back. So